Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Tuesday, the 21st of July, 2020. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. And this is for the ASX resource stocks only with a share price of 1 cent or higher. So, great positive day right across the board with every stat today. So, a very positive day in the market. And we'll start with the daily volume. It's at 1.34 billion today, and that's up from 1.143 billion yesterday. So the average, there was 505 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and that's up from 485 yesterday. And of the 505 ASX resource stocks that traded today, the average volume per stock was just over 2.66 million, and that's up from 2.35 million yesterday. The average positive gain today was 2.51%, and that's up from 0.96% yesterday. So as you can see, all stats there are up. And let's look at the other important stats, and that's the breakdown of the 505 ASX resource stocks that were traded today. 266 had a gain, and that's up significantly from 203 yesterday. There were 106 with no gain, that's down from 122 yesterday, and there's 133 with a loss, and that's down significantly from 160 yesterday. So all positive stats there as well, and it shows a very positive day today. So let's look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today, and they were Graphics Mining Limited, ASX code GPX, and it was the best performing ASX resource stock today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and it had a huge gain of 105.13%, so a huge congrats to holders of Graphics Mining Limited. At number two, we have Crater Gold Mining Limited, ASX code CGN. It had a positive gain of 33.33%. And for the first time that I can remember, we have three companies at equal third that finish off the top five. And they all had a percentage gain of 25%. And they were Arrow Minerals Limited, ASX code AMD. Ariadne Limited, ASX code ADV, and Metallica Minerals Limited, ASX code MLM, all had a percentage gain of 25% today and were all equal number three. So that rounds off the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today, and we'll now move on to the best performing commodities, and they were gold, copper, lithium, lead, silver, and cobalt, all performing well and lots of activity with those commodities and strong gains. The highest traded stock today was Mauritania Energy Limited, ASX code MEY, and 5.47% of the company was traded today. The best project performing locations today were Pilbara Gold and Lachlan Folbelt. Pilbara Gold being located in Western Australia and Lachlan Folbelt being located in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria in Australia as well. Let's look at the percentage spend over the last 12 months of the top 20 best performing stocks today. And the average is 55% spent on staff admin over the last 12 months with the top 20, leaving 45% available spent on projects over the last 12 months. So that's a big drop from yesterday at 62%, down to 55% now. And I generally like that to sort of sit somewhere around the 40%, so more money's been spent on projects. But at times there are always legitimate reasons why they may not be spending as much on projects, and that can be reasons like waiting on environmental approvals, mining license approvals, finance, etc. Or it can mean purely that it could be a lifestyle type company where more money is going into the staff admin and less money in projects, if any. All right, let's look at the ERP statistics today. There were 142 stocks, ASX resource stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution. That's up from 139 yesterday. The average percentage gain for those 142 stocks using an ERP software solution is 2.41% average gain. And that's up from 0.57% yesterday. The total volume is up to $475 million, and that's up from $398 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, four of them are using an ERP software solution, and that's down from six in the top 20 yesterday. So let's conclude today's podcast with an overview of the best performing stock, which was Graphics Mining Limited, ASX code GPX, and we'll start with their projects. They have a graphite project in Tanzania, and it's in a advanced project stage in a study period at this point in time. So that's great to see graphite performing well today, being its main commodity, or its only commodity. And over the last 12 months, $4.35 million has been spent on projects and $1.766 on staff admin. That equates to, over the last 12 months, 29% spent on staff admin, leaving a high 71% spent on projects. So that's a very positive sign there with that company. Let's look at their financials. They currently have just over $800,000 in the bank, and that's as of the current quarter and excluding any current or up-and-coming capital raises. They currently have a market cap of just over $9 million, and 115 million shares on offer. And their share price performance this year, at the beginning of the year, they started at 13.5 cents, and as I've closed of trade today, they're trading at 8 cents, so down from the beginning of the year. And let's look at the shareholding of the company, and we'll start with the directors. And currently the directors own in excess of 3% of the company. And as far as the top 20 shareholders are concerned, they own in excess of 50% of the company, and that includes the directors as well. So a good, strong, loyal top 20 shareholding as well. So that concludes the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, Graphics Mining Limited, ASX code GPX. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and knowledge into the performance of the ASX resource stocks today. And thanks again for listening, and have a good evening. Good night.